George Strait on Bear Country 95.3. Good morning. It's 7:50. And right now, 36 here in Greenfield. Sunshine today going up to 65. And Mick is here from Montague Webworks, Montague Webworks website of the week. It's a big week for Mick. This is one of the events he puts on each year. And this year is the 4th annual Montague Soapbox Derby. It's coming up this Sunday over Indeed. In Turner's Falls.
And everyone should be there.
I hope so. Let's pass along all the information that people need to know. You got a lot of carts again this year.
That's right. So far we got 33.
And you were telling me about some of the specific carts. I understand the fire department over there put together
Turner's
one.
Turner's Falls Fire Department put in a cart. They've entered, and I believe it's going to look like a fire, like the classic old fire engine.
As it should,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And the guy that normally drives his cart number one, didn't enter this year, so they took his number.
Uh-huh.
So it's engine number one anyway. Like, he's replicating engine one, so that's going to be a real beaut coming down the hill.
Yep. Let's get the website out of the way first, that people can
get it out of the way.
Well, so people can note it.
MontagueSoapboxDerby.com. MontagueSoapboxDerby.com.
It's for this annual event,
which is a fundraiser for MCTV,
right? And it's a If for those who want to race in the event, there's pre-registration required.
Which has passed yesterday.
Right,
so
yesterday.
So you can no longer register for the race.
Right. They need to know if you're coming. It's not something that you can just show up and race. They need to know that you're coming. So if you're like me and you miss the deadline, you know next year that you got to hit the deadline and then plan on racing on Montague Soapbox Racing Day.
Right. We opened it up in July or so, and now we have allowed people to show up on the day of the race in the past, but it just really creates havoc for the crew and the announcers and stuff, because this handwritten stuff coming in. We want to have it all set up.
Trying to avoid havoc.
We are professionals here.
At least we're pretending to be.
Small town racing event.
All right, well, talk about Sunday. Talk about what spectators need to know.
Well, you got to get there around 11:30 at the latest, because that's when we're going to start announcing. We're hoping to have the carts going down the hill by noon, but it's nice to be there for the advanced stuff, because we introduce some of the racers. We have people coming from Connecticut and Brattleboro, and there are other races in the area, and those race directors, as myself being one, come in. We like to say, and this is the guy that runs the Connecticut one, and he takes his hat off and waves it around.
Sure.
The crowd goes wild.
So there's some pomp and circumstance.
There's a little bit of pomp and circumstance, right? And then, so that's all done. And then, so 12 o'clock, so get there by 11:30.
Okay.
Get a little chair out along the fence there in Unity Park, facing the river, or on the other side if you like, and enjoy the spectacle.
Do you need participants in the hay bale brigade that lines that hill?
Yeah, if you would like to help out in the morning, we'll give you a free breakfast if you show up around 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And that's when the hay shows up, and we need about 10 people to get it done really fast.
That'll be a good trivia question. Yes, How many hay bales does it take to line both sides of the street over there?
Okay. Do you want me to tell you right now?
Yes.
425.
Goodness gracious.
That's how many we have coming.
Do you get them donated to you?
No, we have to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
And we're actually renting them. So they drop them off in the morning, and then they pick them up in the afternoon.
Good folks.
Yeah. In the afternoon, that's when we really need the help, because all the volunteers are already kind of like pooped from the day.
But,
anyway, but that's neither here nor there. I think we might have a crew coming out to help out with that. I got to talk with John Dobos. John, are you listening? I'm calling you today. The Parks and Rec director.
How long does it take the event from start to finish?
I'd think that we would be done around 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Okay, so it's a couple of hours of entertainment right over there in Unity Park.
That's right.
There's food available?
There's food available. We have a bunch of vendors. We've got Cliffs and Grumpy's and Turner's Falls Pizza, and we got cotton candy.
All of our favorites.
And we have this year Lefty's Brewing Company is going to be the vendor.
Love Lefty's.
The beer vendors, yep. They got some good stuff.
I hope they're bringing the Bear Country beer.
They have a Bear Country beer?
You haven't heard, Mick?
I haven't. I don't know where I've
been. I know you've been in Soapbox, universe for the past couple of weeks. Oh, we got to talk about this.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about this.
I like their IPA. I hope they bring that, too.
We'll talk about this in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
But T-shirts this year, too?
There will be T-shirts. You can buy T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have any posters left over. They've all been deployed. Let's see, what else? Oh, some changes this year. Because in the past, we've let all the carts come down, we've staged them at the bottom of the hill, and then we've had sort of a halftime when we drag them all back up.
Mm-hmm.
That really breaks up the action too much, and a lot of people start to leave, and they think the day takes too long. So now we're setting up an inner maintenance lane, a tow lane, where after the carts come down, we hook them up and drag them right back up the hill immediately.
Good idea.
So they're all staged at the top of the hill. So the action is constant. It's just like they're always coming down, you know, every 2 minutes, bing, bing, bing. Which means if we can accomplish that with the number of carts that we have, we can let everybody go down the hill four times.
Oh, okay.
In the past, it's only been twice. So that'll be good, and we'll take their best three times to average out, you know, what who the winner is. The other thing is because we're using part of what would have normally been the racetrack, the inner track of the racetrack, as this tow lane, that makes the actual track now
a bit narrower.
So we're going to allow the racers to change lanes, to intermingle. You had to stay in your lane before, and now you can draft or you can pass, and you can get the inside if you started on the outside. So that, you know, that tends to open up the door for potential chills and spills, you know, tires rubbing and spinning around and stuff. And so there's a potential for a couple of crashes this year, but no one's really going all, you know,
all
crazy speeds.
Right. All safety precautions are in place.
That's right. That's right. And make sure that you don't knock into somebody. But yeah, so the potential's there, though.
This Sunday, it's the Montague Soapbox Derby. It's their fourth annual. It's a great event, folks. I attended the first 2 years. Make sure you check out the website. For more information, it's montaguesoapboxderby.com, montaguesoapboxderby.com. Mick from Montague Webworks, which is also a part of our 30% off store. Thanks for stopping by, bud.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you next week.
Glad you were able to catch your breath this morning and speak with us. It's 7:57.